Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Have you ever listened to one side of a conversation, say somebody talking to another on the phone, and noticed that you can tell what the other side is saying simply from the responses? You'll need to use that skill today. The Harris Waltz, Dance of Death. The immunity dilemma. Should public officials be immune from prosecution for actions they take in the course of their office? Okay, but what about another kind of immunity? The immunity communist politicians and their supporters enjoy? Immunity from the consequences of their communist policies. Harris, the border commissar, okay, a play on commissar, is personally liable for every murder that occurs at the hands of illegal Venezuelans or others who entered into this country illegally under the cover provided by the Biden-Harris administration, who are violating the Constitution, by the way, and what they're doing. Wait till you get up to speed on the accelerated Democrat plan to finish the coup, using illegal immigrants to cover the deficit in votes they expect. They needed about 20 million. They've about got that, you think? Whatever. Harris Waltz, presiding over the most corrupt political party in the histoire of American politics, they are full-blown communists. The question that should keep you awake at night is, how is it possible the Democrats expect to win with this clown show? The Department of Health and Human Sacrifice orchestrating another kill-off? Here comes monkeypox. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The Harris Waltz, a waltz of death, a Dans, how's that go? Dans macabre? Macabre? Anyway, my French is a bit rusty. The added T in Waltz, by the way, is a sort of homage to his honorary title, Tampon Tim. We'll offer a new one today. Medieval era Earth city dwellers in particular sometimes gathered to watch characters dressed in various costumes depicting death as they encourage people from the audience to stand and with them follow a mock pope or king in a parade, which is itself in mock of the truth that all men of every walk of life walk toward the same final stop, death. Today, most of the illegals flooding our country, per invitation from Biden, Harris, Waltz, have a similar festival, Dia de los Muertos, as I said, with a twist, a Day of the Dead. Rather than marching toward death under the playful escort of skeletons, these welcome the return of their dead to pay them a short visit. Now, I plan to address the immunity dilemma. Should public officials be immune from prosecution for actions they take in the conduct of their office? Frankly, I understand why immunity for presidents is essential. It protects us from overzealous political partisans using whatever government power they've been able to get hold of to interfere with the service of our representatives on our behalf. To, for example, arrest a congressman on his way to vote on a bill that certain powers, certain people don't want him to want them to vote for. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. The sort of thing King George was doing to colonists, adding to our founders' disgust with that foul oppressor. The sort of thing anti-democratic Democrats are doing to Trump as I speak. However, there is another sort of immunity that is used by Democrats. And what about the immunity of certain Democrats from the consequences of their policies, which makes them comfortable and blind to what is happening to everyone else? For example, Swifty, you know, Swift, can support the Harris death waltz because she is immune to the consequences of Harris's communist policies. The illegals support the Harris death waltz because they benefit from their policies. People like Don Lemon are a mixture of these two, supported by the left. He benefits from Harris Waltz policies, and so he does not feel the economic pressures the rest of us feel. People like Swift and Lemon can read or hear a government report that says the economy under Biden is better than it was under Trump and not lose it. All right? They can just swallow it because they don't live in it. They are immune to the consequences of the policies they support and so are blind to the suffering these policies inflict on all of the rest of us. Now, friend, it insults me every time I hear these idiots talk about how great the Biden economy is. I mean, I'm living in it. And how Biden Kamalanomics, as they're saying it now, is working. Excuse me. It's their spit into the faces of every American mother, father, or elderly on a fixed income who are suffering under their oppressive policies. Now, what's that? Do I have to use words like idiot? Well, yeah. It describes a stupid, foolish person. I read a meme today that said it takes a special kind of stupid to want 4 more years of what we've been experiencing with this administration. Huh? Excuse me? No? No, go ahead. It's okay, really. I'm not going to bite you. What did you say? Oh, so you don't like the word stupid either. You don't like idiot or stupid. I got it. Well, neither do I, actually, when misused. Almost any word can be abused, you know. For example, I despise Democrats who call themselves Democrats. And every time I hear them use the word democracy, I cringe at the hypocrisy. The Democrat Party today is the absolute antithesis of democracy. That's why I almost always refer to them as Democrats. Used to, I would use that term to differentiate a Democrat from a Democrat. But now they're all the same thing, it seems. No, that's not because I think they're devils. Actually, many of their leaders are devils. Betrayers of the Constitution, liars against their oath, like Judas, who was a devil and betrayed Christ, with a kiss, no less. Some traitors are very sweet about it. You know, Biden, for example. He's a sweet old man, right? Endearing, charming, right? To some, not to me, who admittedly committed crimes in the abuse of his office, but we can't prosecute him because he's too lovable. Really? Really? You think I said Trump is Christ and all who betray him are Judas? What? Unreal. Look, I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation with you with a sincere desire to disabuse your precious soul of mind-blinding ignorance. Please assure me you're not the sort of stupid idiot who would twist what I said into something so utterly bizarre. I mean, surely you're not a stupid idiot like Biden, who continues to insist Trump said white supremacists are very fine people, when that's been debunked even by their own. I'm waiting. So you do know that Trump never said that in Charlottesville or anywhere else. Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. That restores my confidence in you and my hope that I'm not talking to a stupid idiot. Okay, I guess the admission that I did not actually say Trump is Christ and his detractors Judas, but you continue to think that is what I think? I guess that'll have to do for now. But for the record, here is what I do think about this. Supporters of the communist Harris-Waltz ticket bought by Soros, particularly those still in the Democrat Party, are sadly under the mind-blinding influence of the Prince of the Power of the Air. Who's that, you say? Well, that's a title for Satan given to him by Jesus after Jesus demoted him from having been prince of this world. That's right. Yeah, Satan was prince of this world, but Jesus fired him for insubordination, abuse of office, and crimes against humanity. Now, I got that from the Bible. The Bible says Jesus created all dominion, all principalities and powers. That's in Colossians chapter 1. You probably know what a dominion is, or you have an idea of what it means, right? Good. All right, now, principality is a governing authority over a dominion, and a power is an individual appointed to execute the authority of that principality over the dominion, or over the domain. Now, these persons are called princes because they preside over a principality. Satan was appointed, it is interesting, I agree. Satan was appointed by Jesus Christ to be the prince. Satan was appointed by Jesus Christ, who created all principalities, to be the prince of the world, the principality of the world. But he blew it and attempted to exalt his throne to be equal with God. So he was cast down, and dominion over the earth was given to mankind. Satan set out to corrupt mankind in order to provoke God to turn it over to him, which happened in the conquest of Alexander the Great, so that Satan could say to Christ when he came into the world that all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them had been given to him and to whomever he would give them. Yeah, that's in the Bible. I can't go into great detail, but get my book, God's War. You can get it on Amazon or wherever books are sold. You can get it as a digital book or a physical copy. Jesus came into the world and bound Satan and took all the kingdoms of the world and their glory away from Satan, out from under his power. Then Jesus cast Satan out, but he allows him, presently, to continue as prince of the power of the air. And by the way, that was not a promotion. Now Satan operates in this world as the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. Jesus' spirit, by the way, works in the children of obedience. This is all in the Bible. There's a great conflict between the children of disobedience and the children of obedience. So what's that about? Well, it's about whether or not, obedience is your question, but it's about whether or not you obey the gospel. That's what we're talking about here. The gospel command to repent and believe on Jesus Christ. The Bible says God will, quote, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, end quote. If you want to obey that command right now, then you need to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believing he rose again from the dead, call upon his name to forgive you of your sins and to save you. And he promised that you will be saved from the wrath to come. Oh, okay, yeah, back to your complaint. I know, you think it's lowbrow beneath your dignity and beneath my dignity for me to describe people as idiots and as stupid. And I'm giving you an answer because I respect you and your sensitivities. I'm not into hurting people's feelings. But I am totally into just speaking the truth without compromise. So allow me, please, to relieve you of the burden of your ignorance in this matter. What? Well, okay. What's with the raised eyebrow? No, I did not say you are ignorant. It's just like a liberal to do that, to take something I say and turn it into something else. You are burdened under a disadvantage of ignorance about the meaning and use of the words idiot and stupid as, well, in some ways I'm ignorant about certain things, okay? These words, like any words, can be used meanly as mere pejoratives, but they can also be used appropriately as clarifying descriptions. For example, anyone who would vote for Kamala Walls is an idiot and stupid. First, no, really, you gotta be patient here. First, who wants 4 more years of this misery? And second, anyone who believes Kamala has suddenly become a Republican is rightly described as a stupid idiot. Well, hold on. I'm going to explain to you why I'm not using these words merely as mean, but meaningless pejoratives, but rather as well-intentioned and meaningful descriptions. I didn't say that they are mean. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean they're unkind or unloving. I mean, except for their idiocy and stupidity in support of policies that are cruel to everyone and destructive of liberty. I mean, in that way, you might kind of reconsider. Nice idiots, and there are a great many of these in the Democrat Party, and stupid, friendly people who are well represented also in the Democrat Party, are actually the most dangerous people to liberty and justice and prosperity and safety, national security. So I need to get back to my show prep and production. So let me straighten this out for you and show you how these words appropriately describe people who support Harris Walls. So first, I'm using the word idiot in its modern use. But remember that while usage does change over time, the change develops out of the original meaning of the word. The word idiot derives from a Greek word that distinguished a fellow countryman who did not have political savvy or engagement from citizens who were appropriately engaged and informed. So originally, it had no bearing on intelligence. In fact, some of the most intelligent people are idiots. You can already see the appropriateness of my use of the word to describe anyone who would support the policies of Harris Walls. In modern use, the word identifies a stupid or a foolish person. We rarely hear it used to differentiate someone born with a learning handicap today, and I do not subscribe to that meaning. That was an adapted application of the meaning of the word for a legal definition, and it's nowhere found in common parlance. I admit that I have observed idiots typically think uncritically and demonstrate a disturbing level of gullibility, as in those who, like a bobblehead that moves in whatever direction it's bumped, such idiots change their position to adapt to every bump in the polls. You get my drift? It's idiocy to continue believing people who have been lying to you for years. Russia collusion, really? Servergate. Remember that one? Hillary destroying her servers to hide evidence that she was doing deals for dollars during her position as Secretary of State. I mean, this thing with Biden is not new. Selling of influence. The whole COVID debacle, and now you believe that Kamala wants fracking? No taxes on tips? Look, she's the one who was the tie-breaking vote to authorize expanding the IRS, and one of the reasons they wanted to do that was for the specific purpose of catching all that revenue lost from untaxed gratuities. I'm serious. Now she's wanting to talk about shutting down the border? And you believe her? Well, friend, that's idiocy. As for the word stupid, it's pretty much the same thing. Today, they are used interchangeably. It comes from stupere, if I said it correct for those of you who speak Latin. It refers to someone who is numb of mind or astonished, so that they are kind of unable to think clearly, and hopefully a temporary stupor. I use it mostly to speak of someone who willfully refuses to think logically or to think at all. To me, that's stupid. Okay, I get it. You don't like how using these words makes you feel. Okay. Hopefully, however, at least now you can understand what I mean when I say anyone who would support the Harris-Walz candidacy is a stupid idiot. And hopefully you have the good sense to agree with that, even if you don't agree with the use of those words to describe it. Oh, I think she hung up. Well, I hope her stupere is temporary. I will stipulate she is a very nice and kind person. The smiling, friendly, and attractive devils scare me most. God deliver us from the Judas kiss. Hang on through the break. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Landon with the Landmark Group of Keller Williams Realty Central Coast.
Working with the right team really makes a large difference. And what that looks like is working with someone that has high integrity, good values, understands the market, years of experience. I've been in this industry since 2006, and I have loved every moment of it. And part of that journey has been honing in the process to make it as simple and easy for our clients as possible. So when someone works with us, they know they're going to have a great high level of integrity. They're also going to have an easy process, easy as possible, and that all around they're going to have a great experience. We have so many 5-star reviews that our clients have shared with the public on the internet that really we are proud of, and we want to keep that going for years and years to come.
At Landmark Real Estate Group, you are the hero of the story, and our job is to guide you home. Let us know how we can help.
Call Jeff Landon at 805-904-0012. That's 805-904-0012.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Harris-Walz is a full-blown communist ticket who presides over the most corrupt political party in American politics. You are probably aware that Kamala grew up in a Marxist Hindi home. Her father is a renowned Marxist economist from Jamaica. He taught at Stanford for decades. Her recently released economic plan must have made Papa proud. No presidential candidate has ever put forward such obviously Marxist-inspired tax proposals as Kami Kamala. She wants a tax on realized gains in real property and financial investments, so you end up paying a tax on the increased value of your home even before you sell it. What? Even Forbes is raising both eyebrows on this one. An article from Forbes, Kamala Harris, plan to tax unrealized capital gain is scary. Here's why. Her price controls plan was likewise viewed askance. She has backed off from pushing some of her communist policies, at least with any kind of volume. But that's only because she's responding to a bump that knocked her head in another direction. Bobblehead. In fact, the entire deep state propaganda machine recoiled at the announcement of her economic plan. Did you notice that on the heels of this political fumble, suddenly Harris is going red? Well, she's already red, as in, rather be dead then. Only my fellow 60s brats will get that one. Prove me wrong. If you were born, let's say, in the 90s or after, call in and tell me what I meant by that reference, and I'll send you one signed copy of any book that I published of your choice for free. And I'll cover the shipping, too. Call 805-314-2114. And liberals are invited to call. Kamala is making her Marxist daddy proud. But she is not the only Marxist on the ticket. Walls has significant ties to China, Chinese Communist Party China, something the Congress is investigating. Did you know Walls purposely picked June 4 for his wedding date? Because, he told his bride, he wanted it to be a date she would remember. Well, it happens that put their wedding date on the 5th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. He honeymooned in China, and he visited China more than 30 times, and the Chinese called him by a nickname. I can't pronounce it. It's right here in my notes. It means cultivated field, with the word for China. The Chinese are very subtle, and one could argue about the meaning, but consider. One thing we all know is that China is very sensitive to U.S. criticisms of the Chinese Communist Party's abuses of human rights. Even Pelosi, back in 2021, spoke of her concern for China's abuse of human rights in the area of political free speech through their tech giant, Huawei, congratulating the Brits for phasing out equipment from the Chinese Communist Party high-tech company. Now that's weird, since she was in total support of our government pressuring Facebook and YouTube and some others to cooperate with the government encroachment against Americans' free speech. But, you know, hypocrisy is stock in trade for these people. Zuckerberg recently confessed this in an open letter to Congress. It's also weird, given the moral judgment that would say encroaching free speech by indirectly manipulating private companies to do what the government is constitutionally prohibited from doing is far more devious and evil than doing it openly. If it's wrong for the government to encroach on our freedom of speech, it's also wrong for them to do it by proxy. Chinese Communist Party has been censoring Hollywood movies for many years. Do you think for 1 minute that China is going to invite and welcome an American into its country 30 times repeatedly? Let him teach in their schools, right? Who routinely criticizes China's human rights record unless he's being cultivated to serve China's interests? I said they're subtle people. May I suggest that is the significance of the nickname China has given to their comrade Tim Walz? Shall we add another nickname to Tampon Tim? Shall we call them Tiananmen Tim? Tampon Tiananmen Tim. Didn't I hear somewhere, surely Kamala and Walz too, I think, didn't we hear them say Chinese communists are very fine people? Oh yeah, and a great many other Democrats as well. She never said that, you say? Well, what is her position on her father's Marxist position? Walz never said that either, huh? Kamala's economic policy sounds like an introduction to Maoist Marxism. And she picked Mao-loving Walz? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Walz. We were told by one of the students with him on one of his trips to China that he was seen purchasing arms full of Mao's little book, little red book. And when asked about it, he said, well, I buy these to give out to friends. Wouldn't you like to have one of those? What kind of friends does this guy have? Only a stupid idiot would not look at these facts and see the truth about what we're facing in America if we elect these two. All of our policies advance a Marxist future for America. But is this a trick? I don't mean that she's Marxist. That's pretty much given. Without consideration for the influence of her father, which the liberals try their best to downplay, I mean just from her own policies and statements, and then topped off by her VP pick. The trick is using this to divert Trump's attention from campaigning against establishment politicians in the deep state to campaigning against Kamala Communist. Is this going to blunt his very powerful message that has resonated so well with the American worker? Or will it help him broaden his appeal? It probably has a lot to do with how he applies his iron to this new wrinkle in the campaign. But let me advise the Trump campaign, wink, wink, on one matter. Shut up about abortion already. You've made your case, Trump. Okay, Trump will use the cover of Reagan to position himself on the abortion issue. All right, I don't like it. But what possible reason do you have for criticizing Florida's 6-week ban? Do you believe it should be left to the states or not? Every time you open your mouth about this, you just add huge stress on your conservative Christian base and make it increasingly difficult for us to swallow. If you believe it belongs to the states and you respect the expressed will of the people, then shut up. That's what Florida decided. Respect the will of the people and your own repeated affirmation that it must be decided by each state. There. Science and the scriptures support the fact that abortion is the taking of human life from the moment human life begins. Human life begins at conception, period. I don't care what you call it, embryo, fetus, which means little child, by the way. The question is simple. Is it alive? Answer, yes. Well, what sort of life is it? Is it a dog, a cat, a giraffe, a tiger, or a bear? Pollywog? No. What sort of life is it? Answer, human life. Taking human life is murder, except in cases of rape or murder. So, the baby didn't kill anybody. You don't kill the innocent baby because its father was a rapist. Wow. Folks, I didn't even get to my comments on Harris, the border commissar. A playoff of commissar. To make my point that she is personally morally liable for every murder that occurs at the hands of these illegals who entered this country under her watch. I'll have to get to that Saturday night for the brain massage live, about 8 p.m. Friend, the question that should keep you awake at night is how is it possible the Democrats expect to win with these clowns as their candidates? Is America really ready to go commie law? One indication that the answer is no is seen in how Americans responded to her Marxist economic plan and the fact that she is forced to co-opt Trump's campaign in order to compete. Just remember, you should not follow someone given to change. My son, fear thou the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Proverbs 24:21-22. In the context, the both that will come to ruin are the evil and the wicked man. This passage begins at verse 19, fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. Proverbs 24:19. The evil man is a corrupter, a corrosive, a corrupting influence on morals. The wicked man is one corrupted by the corruptors, morally corrupted under the influence of these evil men. To fret is to glow hot with anger or rage. Be careful. It's a trap. Satan will try to trigger you into the corruption of outrageous anger. Stay under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you will come under the power of the spirit that operates in them, the spirit of Antichrist. So, stay true. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.